This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel City Council protested two marijuana stores on Tuesday night's meeting, but to get there, council had to re-vote on one protest, which could still be lifted, and the other protest may bring a lawsuit. KYUK's Greg Kim has the play-by-play.
First up was Alaskan Grown Cannabis, a proposed store next to Q2 on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. There was some confusion. In the initial vote, CC Franco voted not to protest the store. But City Clerk Lori Strickler and Acting Mayor Perry Barr then paused the meeting and took CC Franco into the hallway. When she returned, Franco motioned for a re-vote.
I would just like to reconsider the vote on this resolution item in the nature of following Bethel Municipal Code.
Strickler explained after the meeting that Alaskan-grown cannabis is out of compliance with the city's zoning regulations. The city planned to issue a conditional protest that would go away if the store becomes compliant. Franco was unaware of this plan at first and changed her vote to support the conditional protest. Next came Cusco Kush, a proposed marijuana store on city property along 3rd Avenue. Acting City Manager Bill Howell said a marijuana store on city land would violate federal law. However, owner of Cusco Kush, Jared Carr, said the intent of the business was never a secret.
Before this lease was even voted on, the city administration had knowledge that our intent was to open a marijuana retail store.
Carr said he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on the store based on the agreement with the city. Cusco Kush built the building for the store themselves. Cusco Kush has provided the city with three options: lease the property, sell the property, or pay damages of over $16 million, their estimated profits of a marijuana store over a 15-year lease period. Howell says the city and Cusco Kush will meet on October 16th to discuss a solution. Ultimately, the council unanimously voted to protest both Alaskan-grown cannabis and Cusco Kush. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In more council news, the newly elected Bethel City Council changed the way it handles ethics complaints, and it discussed a new city position at this week's meeting. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Council passed an overhaul of the city's code of ethics that was introduced by former councilmember Leif Albertson. A few months ago, council members filed three back-to-back ethics complaints against each other. There were no findings, and the ethics hearings happened behind closed doors. At the end of all that, council members agreed that this way of dealing with ethics complaints was flawed. Here's what Perry Barr said coming out of those hearings.
I think our BMC code is really badly written. You almost need a law degree to understand the code and interpret it the way it should be interpreted.
In the old system, council members judged each other in ethics hearings. Barr said at times, council members didn't even know what they were allowed to say. In the new system, each ethics complaint will go to an ethics hearing examiner. That's someone with some legal expertise. That person will start by reviewing whether there's enough evidence for a valid complaint. If the complaint is valid, it will go to a board of ethics, comprised of volunteers like other city committees. A hearing will be held in public. Next, council went to work on creating a new city job, half dog catcher and half code enforcer. Acting city manager Bill Howell had some concerns about funding, now that the city has restricted alcohol sales.
We just lost $500,000 in revenue, I think. If not more. So basically, what position do you want to eliminate, or what services do you want to cut to afford this?
Councilmember Perry Barr suggested dog fines and code-breaking fines could help to fund the position. The City Council will continue discussion of the new position at the next regular meeting on October 22nd. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
When biologists surveyed the Malachatna caribou herd this summer, they found that its numbers had dropped drastically. Now, a proposal to reduce federal subsistence harvest of the animals is on the table. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
The Federal Subsistence Board is considering a request to reduce the bag limit for Malachatna caribou on federal lands from 2 animals to 1. The request came from the Togiak and Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuges, and it cited concerns about a steep drop in the herd's numbers. Biologists only counted 13,500 Malachatna caribou this summer. That's less than half of the minimum population objective, and a 50% decrease from the last state survey conducted in 2016. The request covers 9 game management units for the current hunting season, and it's identical to an emergency order passed by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in August to limit harvest of the herd on state lands. The Federal Subsistence Board held a public hearing on the request in Dillingham last week. Mary Mathias is the Natural Resource Director of the Urukchagamute Native Council in Bethel. Calling into the hearing, she said the council supports the request. She also asked the board to update its monitoring strategy, pointing out that when the herd was surveyed in 2016, it was 3,000 animals short of the minimum population goal of 30,000.
Subsistence users were taking home 3 or 4 or even 6 caribou. Cows were also harvested. If the Federal Subsistence Board had applied regulations on the limit back then, we wouldn't be caught in the middle of this crisis.
The council asked the board to shorten the harvest by several months as well, meaning it would end in October. It currently runs from August to March. Mathias said that shortening the season would further protect the herd. Concerns about conservation were echoed by Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Ben Mulligan. Mulligan, who phoned into the hearing, called for a more expedited process in the future.
Like a temporary emergency action. So with this conservation concern, it can be acted upon faster.
The request would only limit the harvest of the herd and would not close public federal lands to any user groups. The board expects to reach a decision on the proposal within a month. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.